Chile is trying to decide what to do about Augusto Pinochet. The former dictator has defied a court order to submit to pretrial mental competency exams. Prosecutors want to try Pinochet in the disappearances of dozens of political activists following the 1973 coup that brought him to power. Chilean law requires mental competency exams for any defendant older than 70. But now that General Pinochet has refused to undergo the tests, prosecutors may decide to go ahead and arrest him. NPR's Martin Costi has more from Santiago.
Over the past few months, the legal battle between Pinochet's lawyers and the prosecuting judge, Juan Guzman, has been a kind of legal trench warfare. Every time Guzman moves closer to arresting and interrogating Pinochet, the defense finds a new way to delay proceedings, usually with appeals to the Supreme Court. But now that Pinochet has defied the Supreme Court's direct order to comply with pretrial medical tests, the country's highest judicial authorities appear to be losing patience with the former dictator. This morning, Supreme Court President Hernan Alvarez told reporters that the court would not let open defiance pass without a response. I can assure you, Alvarez said, the courts have the means to make their decisions stick. And if any party unjustifiably disobeys the courts, I can tell you that I will make sure they do obey. But it's unclear what action the courts will take against Pinochet, who's taken refuge in his heavily guarded summer home on the coast.
Pinochet, asesino, punta peuco, es tu destino.
Protesting outside the Supreme Court building, the friends and families of the disappeared are calling for Pinochet's arrest. Alicia Lira, whose husband was kidnapped and killed in 1976, says she doesn't trust the authorities to go after Pinochet.
They should go get him, but he's gone to his bunker. And he's even surrounded by military guards. This is a mockery. He's demonstrating to everyone that the military is still in charge and that they're above the law.
President Ricardo Lagos, a civilian with a socialist background, has steered clear of the Pinochet case, saying it's a matter for the judiciary. But at the same time, he's tried to bridge the gap of suspicion and resentment that separates Chile's military from the rest of the country. Last night, Lagos went on national TV to announce that the military had turned over the names and fate of 180 political dissidents killed in the 1970s.
Espero que el dolor de los hechos que hemos conocido.
I hope the pain of these facts which we have uncovered will become a cause for fraternity and never again a reason for conflict. After all of these years, the truth that we have today will allow many people to finally mourn.
The military's report has resulted in painful scenes as the president's representatives contact families around the country to inform them exactly when and how their loved ones were killed. Of the 180 victims named, most were thrown out of aircraft into the sea. The president's effort at national reconciliation may be foundering. Victims groups call the report an insult because the number of cases is so small. And yesterday, the Navy's top admiral said no more information would be forthcoming unless there's a change in what he calls general conditions. Here in Chile, it's clear that that means only one thing. No more information about the disappeared unless the prosecution against General Pinochet is terminated. Martin Costi, NPR News, Santiago.